Earl Nightingale said, "Our environment, the world in which we live and work, is a mirror of our attitudes and expectations." Grand rising, beautiful souls, welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind. I'm your harmonic engineer, Lori Sue, and I am so excited to be here with you on this magical Monday, April 27th, 2026. This is a community where we're growing, learning, building lives that keep getting bigger, fuller, and more alive. And I'm excited to introduce the man who's going to lead us today. He studies, he shows up, he pours into this community every single week. We're so grateful for him. Welcome our host, Booker T. Williams III. Booker lives in Texas with his lovely wife and is a Navy vet turned entrepreneur. Booker the Freedom Cooker, as he's known here, has been rumbling for freedom and helping others do the same for many years now. He went from being stuck in a call center cubicle to firing his boss so he could become a full-time freedom crusader and live out his dreams while helping others fulfill theirs. He had great success in both network marketing and affiliate marketing and now operates his own brick-and-mortar business. His high energy and positive mindset always lights us up and promotes ideas that feed the mind and free the soul, guaranteed. Oh, and yes, he'll probably make you laugh too. Now it's your turn. Let's warm up this place for Booker. Raise the energy as I unmute the lines. Tell us your
Chad, North Texas.
Good morning, Lori Sue and family.
All
Elizabeth
right.
From what I've got, Mom Elizabeth.
Welcome, Queen Elizabeth.
Grand rising family. It's Angela Mason, Northern California. Hey, Chad.
Queen Elizabeth.
Angela's
in the house.
Hey.
Good Monday morning. It's Ersie from Florida.
Hi, Florida is represented. Thank you, thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Who's out there? Good morning, Mercy. Good morning, Steve. I think I heard Mom Elizabeth. Cole.
Who's the man with the master plan? The P, the A,
the Booker.
The U,
the
L.
The Booker.
All the way
Booker.
From Idaho.
All the way.
Minister Christian, all the way from Eagle Head, Algiers, New Orleans. Love you, family. Let's go. Minister Christian.
Hey, my
Eagle
brother.
The
fun
is on the line.
Hey,
all
on the call.
Hey.
Let's go.
Everybody sounding good?
Oh, yeah. Sounding
real good this morning.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I smell
warmed
the buns baking.
Got
the honey butter waiting.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear you, Queen Elizabeth. Hey, Rita Joy.
Get the name.
Jody.
Bread is on.
We love you.
Hey, everybody. Donna
right here.
Here.
Unmuted. Just for
what's
you.
Up, Donna?
Hey, Donna.
Donna.
Mm.
Good
hey,
morning,
Donna.
Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Donna.
Good morning, everyone.
Anita.
Good morning.
Anita.
Good morning.
Anita.
Good morning. Good morning,
Rita Joy.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning,
Kevin. Hi,
everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
Rita Joy, Mama Jody, love
you
there.
Rita
Joy,
Mama
Joy, and Paul.
It is that time.
Mama
Elizabeth. How are you?
Mama,
I'm glad you're here. Looks like it's that time, guys. Are you ready? I think you're ready. Let Booker take the wheel.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Evan?
All right.
Hey, Laura Sue, can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Thank you, Booker. Take it away.
All right, I got it. It's Monday, and we're partying. It's Think and Grow Rich. Let's go. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. It is Monday, my most favorite day of the week. You know, sometimes people, they say, it's Monday. I got to go to work. But guess what? You do have that ability to take care of your family. So don't put off that small stuff, because that's how I got started, y'all. So I want to welcome everybody to the call. And if you're on your car right now, I mean, if you're driving in your car right now, make sure you pay attention to the road, because I don't want you to crash out or you to get tickets and make those donations. But make sure you pay attention on the call, because I'm going to give y'all a lot of value this morning. Can I do that on Monday morning, first thing Monday morning? Are y'all up? Are y'all excited? You know, I heard a lot of people on the line that I recognize, and I definitely appreciate y'all for just showing up. And believe it or not, half of the battle is just by showing up, just showing up. Now, we meet here every day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to study and maximize on the laws of success. So I just got a few questions for y'all on this Monday morning. Are y'all excited to learn something that can help you be inspired to step into new levels of freedom? Are you grateful to be alive? Y'all know a lot of people didn't make it. Are you committed to your goals and dreams? Are you excited to make this one of the best masterminds ever? If you are. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. I see we are excited this morning. So what I want to do, I want to welcome any of our first-time listeners to the call, and we have a gift for you. It's called the Grow Rich Mastermind. So I just want to encourage you to give back to whoever invited you to the call so you can get access to the book. And we have a book of the month this month, which is The Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. So if you've been reading that book, we just want to encourage you to come out and give us some nuggets that you got out of the book. And our enemy of character this month is indecision. So what indecision is, it's another form of procrastination where you really don't want to make a decision, and you have to get all the knowledge before you make a decision. So I just want to encourage you, if you have battled with indecision, let's make sure that we get that out of our system so that way we can move forward and never give up. And the next thing on our list, we have an event that comes up every single year. And this year in September, it's going to be in the original. We are going back to Branson, Missouri, where we're going to have everybody. Hopefully we'll have everybody that's on the line. So this is an event where we get together, we share our tips and the things that's working right now. And the biggest thing I like about this event is you actually get to meet the people on the line, and you see the true heart of the people. Now, this is a non-profit event, because I've been to events where, you know, you step up in there and at the back of the room, it looks like a swap meet. They trying to sell you everything. But you know what? You can rest, put your wallet up. It's not going to be anything for sale. And all the proceeds go to Feed My Starving Children. And that's an organization where they feed kids that are in need. And it's definitely a good event. And if you want information about it, get back to the person that invited you to the call, and they can definitely get you some information about it. So now we have, it's Monday morning, my favorite day. So I want somebody to come and lead us off on the major definite purpose. So who can help us with that? Star six. Are y'all up?
I got you, Booker.
Hi, Lawrence. Let's go.
Anyone else coming out? Come on, people. Yep. Anybody, last chance.
I got you.
Oh, is it Paul?
What's up? Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
By the first day of 2020, I will have in my possession
which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality and the capacity of, I believe I will have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now waiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this, and I will follow that plan as it is received. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I'll concentrate my thoughts for 10 minutes daily to the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I've clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall develop sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use in the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. Back to you, Booker!
If y'all believe in Paul Wall, let him know right now.
Yeah,
well, Paul Wall!
Great job.
I appreciate you, Paul, for showing initiative and leadership. And I'm going to just tell y'all, I have some stuff for y'all today. You might want to get a pencil and a sheet of paper so you can write this down. But first of all, I just want to congratulate y'all in my heart of hearts just for showing up. You know, there are so many people that they want to have success, but they don't want to show up and do what it takes to be successful. And everybody, I'll just give you a cliff note version of my story. Working at the call center, then I did this part-time, and then it became full-time. Now I have employees. So a lot of people, when they hear your story, they say, oh, you know, you lucky, this and that. But they don't realize the amount of heartache and the amount of times you stay up. Sometimes you cry yourself to sleep because you want to make this work so bad. So I just want to tell y'all, number one, thanks for y'all for showing up and never give up. And keep on doing what you're doing because the word, it is getting out. So I want to share with y'all, it's 8:09. I just want to share with y'all this is an experience I had this weekend. And it was a lot of lesson that came out this experience. So this weekend, my wife's sister, her grandson, he was going to prom. Now, the backstory is my sister-in-law, she's doing very well financially, but a lot of people don't know, and we've talked for ad nauseum. She used to put up every single payday, $100, you know, just to save for years, and then they had the prom, right? So I was sitting there, you know, just sitting there talking to people like I usually do, you know, looking at the scene, and one of her sisters, she said, you know, she's always trying to brag and she's doing too much. And I sat back and I was thinking about that, and I said, you know, you have to be really careful. Everybody on the line, I'm going to tell you, whenever you start doing better financially, you're going to have people that they really don't like it because you shine a mirror on the things that they could be doing because they came from the same household, y'all. It's just that one of them, she made better decisions, and she sacrificed for years. See, a lot of that is not brought up because the sacrifice is out here. And trust and believe, I was talking to one lady, and I was telling her, you know, I do a home-based business. She was like, well, I know y'all some of the hardest working people on the planet, because you have to battle with the bad mindset. And that's the biggest thing, is we have to get our minds right, because that's why I've been on this call, y'all, for so long, because it was one of the things that helped me get out the call center, because I was on this call every day, Monday through Friday. And I used to tell the customers, I got to do some research. Yeah, I have to get my mind right, so I have to do the research. So I was on the call no matter what. So, you know, I was just sitting there and we was talking, and the one thing I noticed is the people that really have it, y'all, they don't have to really tell you that they're doing well, because a lot of people, when they get a certain amount of money, they have to show you. They have to hold all this flesh. But the people that really got the money, they really don't care if you know it or not, because they're trying to guard the wealth. So I was sitting down and, just networking a lot of people. And the first thing, you know, a lot of people, they realize they've been knowing you for a while. And that's another thing, too. Make sure that if you got a reputation, make sure that you guard it at all costs, because a lot of times people, they won't go into business with you. They won't tell you now, but they won't go into business with you because you got a bad reputation. And I was talking to a young man, and he was like, you know, I got this YouTube channel, and he had about three of them. He said one of them is doing all right, you know, and the next one, he said, it's doing good because I have a lot of drama and I have a lot of nonsense on it. And he said, Booker, you should try that. I said, well, I don't think you really know me that well. Because if I have to try to make some money on people suffering and their drama, all money is not good money. And we know the world, they love negative and they love drama. So I said, I would rethink that if I was you, because he asked me about it. I don't give out advice just because I'm giving out advice. I only give out advice that people want to hear, because a lot of people, if you give them unsolicited advice, they kind of turn off. So I was talking to him, and then his grandmother was right there. And when he left, she said, I appreciate you, because I've been telling him that for a long time. But if he hear it from somebody other than me, he may do it. So y'all just think about that. And the next thing is, when you're talking to people, you always want to ask them questions about them, about how their family doing, how are the kids doing? That means you actually know them. How are they doing in school? How are they doing in their games? Because one thing I notice about people, everybody has that sign on their chest. Now, you may not see the sign, but it says, make me feel special. And there's a reason why when people get, like say for somebody get an award, right? They can move 10 times, and one thing they always going to take with them is those awards, because they earn them, and it means something. So I was listening to, just listening to people, and one lady, she told my wife, she said, that's the best conversation I ever had. Y'all, I said about three words. And I found out about her kids, and she's about to have two more grandkids, and I just listened. So don't always be the one just talking about you, in which that's human nature. We want to talk about ourselves. Just listen to people. And the next thing is, I found out, in which I didn't know, one of my neighbors to the right of me, her granddaughter, she was taking pictures, and I looked, and she said, you're my neighbor. I said, yes, I'm your neighbor. She was like, because y'all always go over there and give my grandmother food and stuff. And she said, I've been doing photography for 15 years. And I said, I had no idea, but I was listening, y'all. And I mean, she's really good at what she do, but I'm going to tell y'all, you never know. And her grandmother, she comes every Friday. She know her name is Miss Corey. Miss Corey, every time he called, she was like, I'll be right over, baby. You know, they call, you know, I don't like to call people old, y'all, but they call you baby and honey bunch and all that stuff. But the whole moral of the story is, you never know who people know. So she was excited about that. And, you know, after the photographer, and then he came up, you know, they rented, a Lamborghini Urus. Now, it costs $1,500. Now, a lot of people, they may say, you know, that's a lot of money. But the backstory was she had been putting up for this prom for over 4 years. So it wasn't $1,500 that day. She did it over 48 months. So she said, I knew it was coming, so it didn't cost me a lot of money. And then they came, you know, we went to the field, and he flew out on a helicopter, y'all. And I'm like, that is nice. And, you know, you have to really live your lives. And I know it is really, it's a new generation, because I'll just be transparent with y'all. When I graduated in 1992, I went to my prom. You know, I didn't get no Lambo, but I drove off in my car, and we had a good time. But now it's a total different generation. So I just sit back and I observe. You know, I don't make no judgment on people. You know, people going to do what they're going to do. And that's another thing I was thinking in the I was writing down for this call. Whenever you present somebody an idea or a business, you can't make the decision for them. You can influence it, but it's got to be what's in it for them. You know, everybody on that same radio station, what's in it for me? And the next thing is, 2 months later, y'all know this is graduation season, so we going to the graduation, and I like to see our young people just moving on, and I really like it when I was talking to him, and he said, you know, my parents, they have instilled in me that I should start investing in my future, and he already has 3 businesses. Now, this is a young man, not even 20 years old, so they already starting him off right. So that's another thing I was observing. We have to get our kids started off right, because one thing about it, our kids, they're going to do what we do. Y'all ever notice, like in certain cultures, they have the families, all of them are doctors. And then you have people, they becoming doctors, and they be like, why did I do that? Because our kids, they're going to watch us. They're going to watch not only what we say, you know, they're going to watch what we do. And the same thing, and like if you're doing online and stuff, people, they're going to watch you. So if you messing people over, y'all know I don't curse, but if you messing people over, guess what? They're not going to really do business with you. So make sure you always, always, always keep your reputation intact, because people, they're going to remember that. And I was just thinking, too, in 5 years from now, where do we want to be? Because we got 3 months, and this month will be over with. So just start making your plans and just think where I want to be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or even 20. I think that's it on my share. So what I'm going to do, get into our reading, and we stop. Oh, here we go. It is 8:18. So what I'm going to do is get into our reading. We are on chapter 5 of The Science of Getting Rich, and I'm going to read until 8:30. So here we go, chapter 5, Increasing Life. I like that already. The Science of Getting Rich, chapter 5, Increasing Life. You must get rid of the last vestibule of the old idea that there is a deity whose will is it that you should be poor, or whose purposes may be serving by keeping you poor. The intelligent substance which is all in all, and which lives in all, lives in you, in a consciously living substance. Being a conscious living substance, it must have the nature and inherent desire of every living intelligent for increase of life. Every little thing must continually seek for the enlargement of its life, because life in the mere act of living must itself increase. Y'all think about that. It says, because life in the mere act of living must increase itself. So we are naturally supposed to increase. We're supposed to be doing better. You know, I was talking to my uncle last night, and, you know, we was talking about, as the family is getting older, this and that, and some of them have done better and some of them have remained the same. And the funny thing about it, the ones that remain the same, whenever you go around them, my uncle, he was like, sometimes I don't go around because they're going to talk about all that, you know, that down and out talk, you know, we never had nothing. And if you put that out in the universe that you never had none, they're going to say, your wish is my command. Let's continue on with the readings. A seed dropped into the ground springs into activity, and in the act of living produces 100 more seeds. Life, by living, multiplies itself. It is forever becoming more. It must do so if it continues to be at all. Intelligence is under the same necessity for continuous increase. Every thought we think makes it necessary for us to think another thought. Consciously is continually expanding. Every fact we learn leads us to learning of another fact. Knowledge is continually increasing. Every thought we cultivate brings into the mind a desire to cultivate another talent. We are subject to the urge of life, seeking expression, which every drives us on to know more, to do more, and to be more. In order to know more, do more, and be more, we must have more. Let me read that again. In order to know more, do more, and be more, we must have more. We must have things to use, for we learn and do and become only by use of things. We must get rich so that we can live more. Y'all, call is over. Think about that line. We must get rich so we can live more. And I get a chuckle about, you know, right now on Monday mornings, there's a lot of things that I don't have to do, but because I have the money, I have the option to do them or not. And the call is one thing. I really like this call because it's helping a lot of people. And even some of my employees, I told them, I said, look, I showed y'all the way to get out of here. Y'all, this has been over 5 years. But sometimes people, they just want to work. So you know what? I don't judge people. Sometimes, like they say, you got to live and let live. And then find somebody else, because at last time I checked, it's over 8 billion people on the planet. So you don't have to stress on that stuff. The desire for riches is simply the capacity for larger life-seeking fulfillment. Every desire is the effort of an unexpressed possibility to come into action. It is power seeking to manifest, which causes desire. That which must you want more money is the same as that which makes the plant grow. It is life seeking fuller expression. The only living substance must be subject to this inherently law of all life. It is permeated with the desire to live more, and that is why it is under the necessity of creating things. The one substance desires to live more in a thorough you. Therefore, it wants you to have all the things you can use. I'll just stop right here and continue on. I was noticing, too, as I was sitting in the prom, and they pull up in the car, and one of the sisters made the statement, said, she is always doing too much. And the other sister said, well, you know, that's kind of sad because we grew up in the same household and y'all not doing enough. So you always going to have people, I call it the peanut gallery, but you can't listen to the peanut gallery when you're doing more. You know, those are your kids and that's your responsibility. It is the desire of God or infinite intelligence that you should be rich. Y'all hear that? It is the desire of God or infinite intelligence that you should be rich. He wants you to get rich because you can express himself better if you have plenty of things to use and giving him expression. He can live more in you if you have unlimited command of the means of life. The universe desires you to have everything you want to have. Y'all need to highlight that. The universe desires you to have everything you want to have. Nature is friendly with your plans. Everything is natural for you. Make up your mind that this is true. It is essential, however, that your purpose should harmonize with the purpose that is in all. You must want real life, not mere pleasure or sensual gratification. Life is the performance of function, and the information and the individual really lies only when he performs every function, really lives only when he performs every function, physical, mental, and spiritual, of which he is capable without excess in any. You do not want to be rich in order to live swinishly for the gratification of animal desires. This is not life, but the performance of every physical function is a function of life. And no one lives completely who denies the impulses of the body of a normal and healthy expression. I'll just share with y'all right quick and then continue on with the reading. You know, not to brag, nothing like this and that, but, you know, on Saturday, we was feeding the people, and one of the guys, he said, do y'all do this every week? I said, yes, we do it every week. But in order to do that, y'all, we have to have money. Some people give us stuff, but the majority we have to buy it, but it's for a good cause. So you have to have money for everything. And even in the building, you have to have the lights on. You know, they will cut the lights off if you don't pay the bill. Let me continue with reading. Had to throw that in there. You do not want to get rich solely to enjoy mental pleasures, to get knowledge, to gratify ambition, to outside others, to be famous. All these are a legitimate part of life. But the person who lives for the pleasures of the intelligent alone will only have a partial life, and he will never be satisfied with his lot. You do not want to get rich solely for the good of others, to lose yourself for the salvation of mankind, to experience the joys of philanthropy and sacrifice. The joys of the souls are only a part of life, and they are no better or nobler than any other part. Page 34, we have a quote here. It says, if it's not harmony, it's harming me. That's by Kevin Nelson. You don't want to get rich in order that you may eat, drink, and be merry when it is time to do those things, in order that you may surround yourself with beautiful things, see distant lands, feed your mind, and develop your intellect, in order that you may love others and do kind things and be able to play a good part in helping the world to find truth. But remember that extreme altruism is no better than no nobler than extreme selfishness. Both are mistakes. Get rid of the idea that God wants you to sacrifice. Hold up. Get rid of the idea that God wants you to sacrifice yourself for others and that you can secure his favor by doing so. God requires nothing of the kind. What God wants is for you to make the most of yourself, for yourself and for others. And you can help others by making the most of yourself than any other way. In other words, take care of yourself and God will do the rest. Because if we don't have nothing to give, we can't give people stuff that we don't have. You can make the most of yourself only by getting rich. So it is right and praiseworthy that you should give yourself first and best through the work of acquiring wealth. Remember, however, that the desire of substance is for all, and its movements must be for more life to all. It cannot be made to work for life, for less life than any, because it is equally in you seeking riches in life. Intelligent substance will make things for you, but it will not take things away from somebody else and give them to you. That is a great place to stop right there. I just want to focus on that last line. Intelligent substance will make things for you, but it will not take things in, away from somebody else and give them to you. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, there is so much out here, and I'm living proof. You can have whatever you want if you're willing just to pay the price. And you don't have to dog nobody out. You don't have to talk about nobody. You don't have to stab people in the back. Whatever is for you is for you. So with that being said, it is 8:31. We're going to jump into my favorite part of the call, which is the mastermind. Now, this is a part of the call where everybody has about 2 to 3 minutes to come out and give us your thoughts and just a little guidance. This is a call where we want to have peace and harmony. So if you would, stay away from any kind of divisive terms, anything that's going to split people up. And this is a spiritual call but not religious, so let's stay away from any kind of religious term that split people up. And I'm ready for y'all to see what y'all got. It is Monday. I'm feeling good. Let's go. Who's going to be first?
Okay.
I wonder who's going to be.
What's up, brother?
I knew it. That was Paul Wall. You already had the hands on the button. What's up, Paul?
The man with the master plan, the booker, the booker.
The P,
the
A,
the
U, the L. I'm more excited when I ain't got a job.
Hey,
all right, go ahead, Paul.
Hey, awesome call today. So a story came to mind based on some of what you were talking about with guarding your reputation. This last week, a company decided to... Well, I guess there was some drama with the management, whatever happened. Long story short, company shuts off the income so that people who had been building a residual income for a few years saw incomes disappear. I was seeing posts like, oh, man, I was making $4,000 a month and it's gone. And it's a terrible thing that happens, you know. And the interesting part about it was the company shut off the income, and so it was a network marketing opportunity. So, you know, people were referring people who were referring people, and then they were building an income from that. Well, the company shuts off the income, launches a new company that does not have a compensation plan, and markets it to all of the customers that had been brought to them by all of these people they were paying a commission to. But now in the new thing, they're not going to pay a commission. So in other words, they're keeping all of the money for themselves in this new thing. And I know we don't usually mention names, but I have to mention the name because it's so ironic that they called the new thing Pay It Forward. So they literally stopped paying, collected all the people that they didn't gather, and then they called the new thing Pay It Forward. So it's like, what are you doing? But it made me think that, you know, with the whole reputation thing, I heard from one guy, he expressed this so well. He said, the reason you don't want to rip people off, aside from any spiritual platitudes you can share, is that life is not made up of one game, it's made up of a series of games. And part of the goal is to be invited to play at all of the games. And if you cheat in a game, if you lie in a game, if you steal in a game, people will not invite you to play the future games, and they won't want to play with you, so you're out. And he said, this is why parents will say to kids, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. We'll say this and we'll hear this. Well, is that true? Well, according to this line of thinking, it might be true because we want to be able to play the future games. And then the last thing that is in relation to a quote from Napoleon Hill, one of my favorites. He said, if you step on another man's face on your way up the ladder of success, you have made a mockery of the money that you've earned. So thanks for letting me share. Have a great day. Go for James Becky book.
I appreciate you for sharing that, Paul. And, you know, as I look at the years, I see all the crazy stuff going on. And that's why I tell people send me stuff. And I say, man, my reputation, I took too long to build it up. And it could be tore down within seconds, y'all. So be careful of that stuff because people, they remember. All right. Appreciate you, Paul. Who's next? Star 6 on this Monday morning.
Hey, Wanda from Rhode Island.
Good morning, Booker.
All right, I think we got Wanda and Mom Elizabeth.
Mom
Elizabeth,
go on,
you Wanda.
Go first? Oh, good morning.
No, you go,
good
Wanda.
Morning,
you go first.
Thank you. You know, Paul, thank you for that, Paul. You know, I was trying to think of that quote that you said about stepping on people's face. You know, that's what I love about who we are, what we stand for, what we do. You know, there's enough gravy to go around. We don't need to hurt somebody else to move up. All we got to do is stay in our own lane, mind our own business, master the skills necessary for success, surround ourselves with the right people, and just take action every day. People ain't going to understand us. You know, like people still say, you know, Wanda, they don't get it. They don't need to get it. I need to get it, right? I first need to get it and understand it and share it to the world and be my authentic self. And I love that, you know what? We've been around 10 years. That says something for us, right? We're close-knit. We're growing each and every day. And I love that the owners, the founders work with us. They treat us like real people. They love us. They know us, and we've grown to love them. So I just want to say that it's about just being your best self, guys, 1% every day. If you plug in here and you get just one nugget, right, you can run with it, and it will change your whole day. So I love you. I appreciate each and every one of you so much. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space and knowing they can't repay you. Got a room booked for Branson, too, so I'm excited about that. Rooming with my girl, Lori Sue. So I can't wait to see you all there. Have a blessed day.
I appreciate you, Wanda, for sharing on this Monday morning. And one thing I like, Wanda, you're always going to say the saying and keep on getting the words out in the videos. Trust and believe people are watching, so keep doing it. All right, Mom Elizabeth!
Good morning, Booker and family. Wanda, great words as usual. Paul, great words as usual. I just want to, first of all, thank all of you who have been concerned about me. I haven't called you back, and I haven't answered calls, and going through some things, but boy, have I become a stronger person. And I want to give you these words today that I found, and so they're so appropriate for me and for maybe somebody on this call. This book was written by Elizabeth George and was given to many of you at one of the Freedom Fests. And the words are so encouraging. I wanted to give you this word so that you could enrich your life today. The things of God. Redeeming your time is so important. You hear that often. Many people, politicians say, redeeming my time. Somebody's talking too much and they want to talk. But anyhow, redeeming your time is so important. What do I mean? Time is redeemed when you make the most of your life by fulfilling God's purposes. As you line up your life and seize every opportunity for useful service, your life takes on efficient quality. That may be difficult to imagine since you're so busy, but as you focus on doing the business of God, time expands. I don't know who wrote this poem, but it's so true. And you've heard this poem. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Just a little minute, but eternity is in it. As your heart becomes more dedicated to God, you'll reclaim, recover, retrieve, rescue, and regain the minutes, hours, and days of your life for his glory. God, what a precious gift time is. Please keep me aware of my stewardship of the great award. Help me make good use of every hour, realizing that once spent, it can never be returned to me. I hope these words reach you as they reached me.
Many times you don't know what people are going through or what they're doing. But to remember, redeem your time with what's important and make sure God is in it. Thank you so much. Glad to be back with you. And back to you, Booker. Love you.
Welcome back. Glad to have you back, Mama Elizabeth. And those were some definitely powerful words. I appreciate that. And you know I'm having to get a cover, Mama Elizabeth. And, you know, I was just thinking, as when you're talking about time, because, you know, time, we can't get it back. But sometimes, no pun intended, but sometimes when, you know, you have the salesman come to the door, I will listen to him. And I'm going to just tell you, the weight goes off because one lady, she said, you know, you're the only person that listened to me today. And she had knocked on 40 doors. So I'm going to tell y'all, just show people you care about them. And sometimes we do have to give a little bit of our time, no pun intended, because everybody out here is trying to make it. And you have to just have a heart for people. But appreciate you, Mama Elizabeth, and welcome back. Who's next? Star six.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Who's ready for Freedom Fest? Inquiring minds want to know.
Good morning, Mr. Booker T.
Oh, my liver.
Sometimes you have me saying, oh, my liver. Because you say so crazy. So anyway, good morning, everybody. Great, great call. Great reading. Thank you, Booker, for your time and service for us. And there's been so many times recently that my words have come back to me from my nieces and nephews. I don't have any kids of my own, but it's been amazing that all of a sudden, I mean, I have like 40 nieces and nephews, but when we have holiday gatherings and stuff lately, some of the kids are coming up and telling me how much I've given them, taught them. I mean, I'm in shock. Sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's good. You know, you don't realize the impact that you have, you know, being the pebble in the pond and the ripples just go out by being who you are. And I just think it's important. This call, as Wanda was saying too, you know, this call does so much for us. And I kind of always been into thinking good thoughts, reading good things. You know, my whole life has been immersed in positive. So I can't be other than positive. It's impossible. And people ask my husband all the time, is she always like this? He goes, yeah. He says, I can't even have a bad day, trust me. So, I mean, it really, it's not fake. It is programming. And what we can give back to our families, just in that small nucleus that we have, is really wonderful and overwhelming. And it's just, I just wanted to share for you guys to don't think that you don't matter ever in this world, in this lifetime, because, you know, whatever you're experiencing, it's information, right, that can turn into knowledge, which turns into wisdom, because, you know, the older we get, I guess hopefully the smarter we get, hopefully, but that's what this call is all about, thinking and growing rich. So back to you. I hope other people come out and share their thoughts too. And you guys all have a great day. I love you all.
Gail, I really,
Donna.
Really appreciate that. Oh, is it Donna?
Donna. Hey.
Oh,
how
come
you
on
doing,
out,
Booker?
Donna. I'm good. I'm
good
so good.
Everybody.
I'm there myself.
Oh, there you go. a lot jumped out to me. The one thing I've heard Paul talk about, that company that kind of did that dive, and the little saying that comes to my mind is, you can shear a sheep all day long, but you can only skin him once. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're killing the
goose that laid the golden egg, you know, that kind of thing. Just, it's just that trust is built in hours and lost in seconds. You know, it just takes years and years to build trust with people, and it doesn't take much to lose that trust. So I think that integrity is the most important thing that we can have. I know Stephen Covey talks about it in his book, Seven Habits, about integrity, and there's just so much about what we do that really reflects who we are, and I just think it's really important to not, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, what you said about giving up ourselves to till we deplete ourselves is not what our higher power would have us do. I think it's just that. Remember the thing that we were supposed to do on the airplane, secure your own oxygen mask first and then help other people. And I remember when I was a flight attendant that they taught us that over and over again, if you know, grab the nearest oxygen mask and sit down, because if you aren't in good shape, then you can't help somebody else. So we need to consider our own health and our bodies and stuff like that, and don't give to the point where we're depleted in order to help other people. And a lot of the people that we keep helping and helping and helping, they'll just keep sucking us dry because they don't want to do what they're supposed to do for themselves. So we have to, there's a balance to everything. I think that's the whole thing, is it's a balance that we have to have all the time. So anyway, I just rambled off a whole bunch of stuff that came to my mind. I don't know if it made any sense or not, but it was in my head, and so I just decided I would spit it out there. So anyway, thanks for letting me share, and thank you, Laura Sue, for being behind the scenes, and thank everybody for being here, and thank you, Booker, for being our host.
Don, I really appreciate that. And Booker? Hold on one second, Brett. One thing you say, you can't give from a depleted cup because people, they'll wear you out. But I appreciate you, Donna, and now I'm about to take the spiritual path and not the psychopath. What's up, Brett?
You got that.
The
right. That's a better choice in life.
And you don't have to get bail money.
That's right. I like what the last person just shared. You know, it's, you know, that's the one thing I always say. You know, the one thing I can give that nobody can take is my word. And so it's super important to be impeccable with your word. Say what you mean what you say. Just don't say it mean. And, you know, if you say you're going to be there, be there. If you say you're going to do something, do something. You got to be impeccable with your word. Otherwise, you know, it's a form of character, right? And, you know, it's something to strive for anyways. Dang. See, I went off on a tangent and forgot what I was going to share. I was going to talk about you, Booker. I was going to talk about you because... You know, just like what you did when Mama Elizabeth got off the call and she came back and said something, he said, yes, ma'am. You know, that's the one thing I admire about you is you're Mr. Congeniality. You come to the top of my mind, you know, just a gentleman, a true gentleman. And I haven't met you in person, but I know you're somebody I would love to break bread with. And just because of your personality, you're just positive, pleasing personality, easy to be around. And, you know, I'm like negativity, I just move along. life's too short. You know, I know what I want to share. This is sad, but true. This is sad, but true. And this is for the men on the call. You know, the lifespan, 19% of us, only 19%, it's such a small percentage, will make it to the age of 85. So not only be impeccable with your word, but be impeccable with your health. So back to you.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, Brett. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, all this is really a result of this. It was my parents, and they really drilled into me, you would have respect or you would not be on this planet. So I just pass it along, but definitely appreciate you, Brett. And I just want to hone in on the health part about it. Guys, I'm going to tell you, make sure you get checked out, because if you don't get checked out, you may be checked out. All right, Star 6, y'all will catch that one on the way home. Who's next?
I just want to say something, Booker. Brett, great words. You said at the beginning that it takes, what are you going to be doing in the next 10, 12 years? I think about, then you said 5 years, and I said, well, okay, I'm one of those fortunate people. Thank God that I'm still here. 5 years from now, I'll be 90. Oh, my God. I said, oh, my gosh. You know, just to think about that. But to have lived this long, to still be able to talk, share, love other people, go through what you're going to go through, but learn the lesson from it and share with other people. What I went through was so significant that I added another chapter to my book that was finished, but I had to let that be another chapter. So love you all. Back to you, Booker.
You know, we love you, Mama Elizabeth, and I'm up here looking at this picture right now, y'all. We have a living legend on the line, and we got to give honor to that because they have paved the way before us. And I've always listened to, oh, you know, it's disrespect to people call them old when I was as my upbringing, but I listen to people that's older than me because they've traveled down the road. And a lot of them, they can teach you about integrity, trust, and believe. Appreciate you, Mama Elizabeth, and we got eight
love
more minutes.
Too.
Love you, Mama Elizabeth. All right, who's next? And, you know, I'll just tell y'all a quick story right quick, too. Right quick. When I was working at the call center, they used to be like, why are you so excited and happy all the time? I say, y'all want me coming here sad? I got to be here 8 hours, so I'm not going to have that stinking thinking. And it rubbed off on them. All right, who is that, Star 6?
Hey, Booker, this is Paul again.
Hey, welcome back, Paul.
Hey,
welcome back.
Going back. One other thought on the when Wallace Waddles is like, hey, God doesn't want you to sacrifice yourself, you know, and then you pause and you're like, wait, what? And then you backed up. I thought of Jim Rohn. You know, he had this saying that was, I'll take care of me for you and you take care of you for me. And then you were also talking about how a lot of wealthy people that you know, they're not running around trying to shove their money in your face and show you how much money they're making. And they're doing something different. And the thought that came to me was, and you further explained this when you talked about how to interact with people, the thought that came to me was they are striving to be useful to other people, usually. They're striving to be useful to other people. And connecting all these thoughts together, hopefully, it's not sacrifice yourself for others. It's invest yourself in others for their benefit and yours. Invest yourself in others. And if we're going to invest ourselves in others, that also indicates that there will be a return. And it also indicates that we have to be wise where we choose to invest because not every relationship has a return. Thanks for letting me share. Back.
I appreciate that, Paul, and I'm going to definitely go back and listen to the replay because I was trying to write some of that down, and it is so true. That line, it got me in. I'm like, you know what? When I first started out, you know, I was giving and giving and giving, but I was depleted. But I'm going to tell y'all, take care of yourself, and you can be more useful to other people because if not, you know, we do have those, I call them the energy vampires. And that's the reason why I have energy, because I don't let people drain it no more. But definitely appreciate you, Paul, and I'm going to go back because I was writing that down and got distracted a little bit. But who we got? Star 6. We got 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that was the butter coming out.
Yeah, I smell the buns baking. The biscuits are rising high with our intentions. And here comes the butter. Makes it all better. Just like this community, thank you, Brother Booker, Brother Paul on the call, Lori, Sue on the ones and twos. We love you, Mama Elizabeth, Brett, everyone, Rita Joy, Mama Jody. I can go on and on and on. Can't wait to see you in Branson. I want to be able to just share what we do in person. It's a great feeling to know that quantum physics is the law of the land. Quantum physics is the law of the land because it's all about energy, and it always has been. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was honey butter. Oh, yeah. And he went and made the world, our creator. And he saw it, and it was good. And he separated the dark from the light. Now I'm paraphrasing. However, there is a dark, there is a light. The lotus flower is the greatest, most beautiful flower in the world. Blooms and seeds, it's the only one that I know of. Fact check me if you can. But the lotus flower needs the mud. It cannot grow in pure Fiji water or pure purified water. It has to have like almost a sewage type condition for this beautiful flower to grow in. And the analogy of it is that it's the sewage of life, the pitfalls, the adversity, the sex, darn it, what's going on here? Situations that make you and force you to figure it out. Like a lot of things that are going on in home business. I'm sure there are going to be some great entrepreneur freedom crusaders that are going to come out. All the things that are happening in the home business field, because they're going to resonate with what is true. And that's not saying what we do is true for everyone. Even the Buddha says, even if it's true, if it doesn't fit you, don't do it. So we're not here. I'm not here particularly. I keep saying we because I like to include people. Every time I say we, it got me in trouble in Las Vegas for a little while, but I could tell you that story another time. But not we, but me. I stand up, and I know that it's what I do energetically. Right now, my brother, I have two brothers, because I've come back to New Orleans, and I've been getting the family estate together, and I thought I'd have to deal with outside forces through the court. But actually, it's my own two brothers stopping me the most from doing what I promised my parents I would do. I wish it could be different, but it's not. It is what it is. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to deal with things accordingly through my energy. And no matter what you tell people in advance before they meet me, my energy always shows who I am. So what you say and what you see me doing are two different things. And we don't have to prove anything to anyone. Like you said, a rich person's not going to go flash his money. Well, you're the money, family. You don't have to flash yourself. You don't have to chase after nothing. You don't have to show nobody nothing about how much you are and what you got. Just be you. Do you. And you're going to have everything that you want, because energy attracts like energy. You can't get on FM 98 if you're on FM 93. You have to match the energy. So this call brings energy for me every day and allows me to have the best day ever. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you are born to be in this world right now. Love you, family. Oh, yeah.
And that's why you have to be on this call. I'm going to just tell y'all, it was so many nuggets. And I was just sitting thinking as you was talking, Minister Kristen, every time I go somewhere, your energy, it doesn't lie. And people, they notice that, because we got some dark places, y'all. And people, they are attracted to your energy. But you know what? You have to kind of watch it a little bit, but definitely appreciate you, Minister Christian. All right, we got one more minute. Last call, not for alcohol, but one more minute. All right, well, I guess I'll round it out. And I remember I was over there at that prom thing, too, and it was some millionaires right there, right? And one guy, he said, I wanted to be a millionaire. And then they pull him to the side. They say, do you know what entails not only to be a millionaire, but to keep the millionaire status? So look below the surface, y'all, and treat people good and let your energy flow in. It is 9 o'clock on the head. Definitely appreciate everybody for coming. It was an honor to serve on this call. And we'll see y'all back same bat time, same bat channel tomorrow with Mike Hobbs on the Thinking Rich, Go Rich call. And bye for now.
Thank you, Booker.
Yes, thank you,
Booker. Great job, right. Booker.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank special way. Gift horse,
yeah.
Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive.
We're better together. Oh yeah.
Smile with gratitude. That's when the magic starts.
Magic.
Never give up.
Never give up.
Your right to be happy. Never give up. Be
Wanda,
home.
Donna,
you Dio, are meant
Dio,
to be.
Linda, Rita, Anita,
never
thank you,
up.
Too. How are you?
Right.
Good morning.
Mama,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to all.
Leave with love, everybody. Love you, Gwen. Love
it's your
Kevin.
Life for eternity.
Love you, girl.
Never be defeated, yeah. Even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all are meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up. It's my life for eternity.
I'll never give up.
Never give up, never give up, never give up.